This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We mentioned corn prices and farmers earlier in the show today, but this drought we're having is an equal opportunity disaster. Anybody who makes their living from the land is getting hit by it. We did some culling around last month and found a cattle rancher named Ken Lennox in Rolla, Missouri. We had a good chat, he and I. So we've dialed him back up today. Mr. Lennox, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to hear from you.
So first things first, I guess, have you had any rain?
Since we talked last, we've had 0.6 inches, which brings us up to a grand total. I added it up to 4.5 inches since March.
Which is clearly not enough.
Clearly not enough.
What's it doing? What's it doing actually on the ground? I mean, are you seeing the grasslands die and turn yellow and all that?
Yeah, that was the same as it was. It's just more prevalent. You see more timber dying out across the landscape. Nothing's green. The only thing the cattle have to eat is that's green is the leaves off the trees.
Can they eat that? I guess they can, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's men that are even cutting trees down, so they do have something green to eat.
Wow.
But our main problem is water right now. That's what's gotten a lot worse in the last 30 days is water for the cattle to drink. We're the ponds are going dry, one right after another. We're opening up old wells that haven't been used in 30 or 40 years.
At this point, you'll take what you can get, right?
That's right. Same way with hay. Take what we can get. I don't have enough hay if we have to start feeding in October and November. So we're in the market trying to buy hay right now.
Yeah. Have you started selling off any of your herd yet?
Not of the main breeding herd. I'll only sell the ones that have no calf in them. If we don't get rain in September, we're really in trouble. Now, I can make it through the rest of August into September, but my herd starts calving the 1st of September, and I want them to be in good shape to rebreed back.
Yeah, and if you got baby calves there, I mean, what are you going to do with them if you can't feed them?
That's where my living comes from, so I have to take care of them.
So this is going to sound like a completely ridiculous city slicker question to ask, but do you suppose the cows know something's going on?
Oh, their routine has changed greatly. They're walking a lot further between meals, you might say. If I have to fudge on feed, I want to do it while the weather's warm, not in the wintertime. So I've forced them to stay on pastures longer while it's warm, and they're eating leaves off of trees and dead grass, and I do not want to short them when the weather's cold.
So how much longer can you go on like this, Mr. Lennox?
Well, I can go through the year. That's all right, but in the 1950s, we had 3 of these years in a row. That's got me worried almost as much as just what's going on this year.
1950s, you must have been like, what, 15, 20 years old?
Young teenager, yes.
Yeah. But you remember that?
Yes, I remember it very well.
Well, Mr. Lennox, good luck to you. We'll call you in a month or so, see how you're doing, all right?
Okay, and you have a good day, too.